The 11 p.m. ceremony at the Federal Building in downtown Eau Claire will honor those who've died in the line of duty and those currently serving. Organizer Will Pooley and more than 100 others served in Vietnam and see similarities to Iraq.
In my view, it's a failed war offered on false pretenses, which is similar to Vietnam. And the death toll continues for American servicemen and women, and death toll for Iraqi citizens and other people in Iraq continues to mount too, just like it did in Vietnam. And there's no end in sight, just like there wasn't in Vietnam.
But other Eau Claire veterans disagree. Senator Ron Brown is chair of the state's Senate Veterans Committee.
I believe veterans can have a mind of their own. I think that that's exactly what they fought for. And as long as that protest and expression of that viewpoint is done in a peaceful way, like they're attempting to do tonight, that's what our nation's all about, the freedom to express your views and express your opinions, freedom to go out at night and feel like you're safe.
Meanwhile, more than 600 National Guard members from the Eau Claire-based 128th Infantry Battalion left for Iraq today. They were called up in June and have been training in Mississippi. More than 3,000 soldiers from Wisconsin have served or are in Iraq and Afghanistan. At last count, 24 have died in Iraq. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.